After an 8-game winning streak, the number 8 Nottoway Valley Wolverines fell on Tuesday to St. Albert 59-47 in a tight game. That loss marked just the third for Nottoway Valley this season, and as much as the girls would have liked to finish the regular season with a win, head coach Brian Eisbach knows that that game is exactly the game to push his girls in regional action.
But I can't think of any other way to break up a 10 or 12 day period of just practices than to play that quality, that caliber of a team. You know, we had some lapses on our defensive rotations in the third quarter and gave up some threes. They got hot at the right time for them and the wrong time for us, but very well coached. He's always been good to me. Dixer, a heck of a guy and great kids. A great battle. Our kids fought the whole time and didn't let up until the very last second, and was just proud of the effort. Obviously, you don't want to lose the last regular season game going into the postseason, but for us, I feel like it's going to help us prepare for our region.
While the Wolverines excel in the hardwood to finish the regular season at 18-3 overall, these girls also excel in the classroom, as Jorga Holiday, Lindsay Davis, Megan McCall, and Isabella Hogan were all named to the IGCA All-State Academic List for their in-class accomplishments. To top that off, Lindsay Davis also broke the single-game scoring record with 44 points against Central Decatur last week, while also breaking the school career scoring record at 1,844 points and sits with 301 total assists in her career.
It absolutely means everything to the program. The coolest thing about it is Emma Lundy's our senior manager, and she's been with me for 4 years, and she does a phenomenal job with our social media, and she actually has been sharing all day long. It's been a really cool day for our seniors today. We've got Jorga Holiday, Lindsay Davis, Bella Hogan, and Megan McCall that all received academic All-State from the IGCA, and Annika Nelson, we nominated her for the E. Wayne Cooley UKen Award, and she received that. So that's kind of that proud coach, proud dad moment, seeing these five seniors that we have that have worked really hard for 4+ years and have been very good stewards of our program. And Lindsay, you know, the coolest thing about her breaking actually the boys and girls side scoring record for us is that she's our career leader in assists. Total package for us. She's done great things. She's going to go on to do great things next year. We just hope we can get as many games as possible before she's done.
This team is not done yet as they jump into regional action this coming Tuesday. But if the season were to end, these girls have developed the culture at Nottoway Valley for future Wolverines to follow. And it is one thing that we don't look to be stopping anytime soon as they look to get back to the state final.
You know, I think if the season ended today for us, we've had a lot of accomplishments both individually and as a team. But I think the thing that I'm most proud of, especially specific to our seniors, is they have embraced and really worked hard at being good teammates. You know, they all experienced the state tournament as freshmen. We've not made it back since. We've had some highlights and some lowlights, and they continue to show up every day and continue to, you know, reach down to our younger kids, our underclassmen, and push them in a good way. So, I mean, very proud of the culture we've been able to work really hard to, you know, instill, and obviously we will look to continue to build on that every year.
Nottoway Valley will be playing the winner of Interstate 35, who finished the regular season at 6-12, or Colfax Mingo, who finished 0-21, who have both struggled this season to pick up some wins along the way. But sometimes the teams that you don't expect to take the victory end up being the toughest opponent you'll play throughout the year.
You know, I expect us to probably come out a little rusty at times, especially in the first half. Those programs, like you said, have not had the greatest years, but to me, sometimes it's easier to coach in games where you're not supposed to win, and the kids don't have any pressure. So for us, it's going to have to be basically come out and protect our brand and run our game plan and stay disciplined and do all the things that, you know, we need to continue to build on, hoping to continue a postseason run.
The Wolverines host the winner of Saturday's competition on Tuesday, February 13th, with the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.